Now we know its location. Let's take it.
Look! Here! It's here! Come on! We must go to the factory and turn the filter on.
They're very happy. The Sea Boys, Arda and Bookie, all go to the factory.
I feel awful. We read Ms. Reader's diary. It was wrong.
Stop it, Fisher. We are trying to save the ocean. We have a good reason. What kind of pirates are you? Pirates do bad things, and they don't feel awful.
We were pirates many years ago. We stole Angelic's gold, and we escaped. It was wrong, but we didn't feel bad about it. Later, we were cursed, and we turned into sea boys. We lived in the underwater city. It changed us. Now, we know that's the treasure of the ocean. We are sorry for our bad actions. What about you? You stole Angelic's gold too. Don't you feel bad about it?
Well, I didn't steal it. I found it. My parents are veterinarians. There were ill animals in our city, but their medicine was expensive. We needed money to help them. I heard stories about the treasure in Magnific. Then I found the treasure map. I passed the exam to study at Magnific. I went there and found the treasure. I didn't tell anyone about the treasure. I didn't know that it was Angelic's treasure. I heard stories about a curse, but I didn't believe them. I cured ill animals with that money. In the end, I was cursed, but the animals are fine now. Doing a bad thing for a good reason, is it okay or not? That's a very hard question. I can't answer it, but I know we must stop that factory. I think intention is more important than action. For example, Robin Hood. He steals from rich people, and it's a bad thing. But he does it to help poor people, so he is a good man. Today we read Miss Reader's diary because we want to save nature. So we are like Robin Hood. We did a bad thing, but we have a good reason. But Fisher is right too. Miss Reader trusted us, but we read her diary. We did a bad thing, and we don't feel good about it. So we are like Robin Hood today. But Robin Hood isn't perfect. We aren't perfect either. We should apologize to Miss Reader. But first, we should save nature.
Arda's mind is full of these thoughts on the way to the factory. Then they arrive at the factory and enter a room.
Look! The waste filter is here. It's a big machine. It filters and cleans the waste, and we must turn it on.
There are many buttons on it. Which one turns it on?
Let's read the guide and learn.
H. Follow the instructions and push the right buttons on the control panel. Write the number of the step on the correct button to push it.
Nothing happens.
It doesn't work. And the waste filter guide doesn't have a chapter about this. Drew, you are a mechanic. You can repair it.
Drew looks at Arda. He is confused.
I'm not a mechanic. I'm a pirate and a sea boy. I can't repair machines.
Pirates, treasures, curses. What are you talking about? You are all crazy. Just give me a laptop.
A laptop? Why do you need a laptop?
I can go online, find an e-book about this problem.
An e-book? What's an e-book?
I. You are Bookie. Answer Fisher's question. What's an e-book?
It's a book, but it isn't printed. You can read it on the internet.
Casta gives his laptop to Bookie.
I'm a salesman here, and they gave me a laptop, but I can't use it well. You can have it.
Bookie takes the laptop and looks for information about waste filters.
Here, we must push the white button.
Arda pushes the white button. Suddenly, the control panel goes up. They can see the cables now.
Is there a missing cable? Let's see.
Bookie reads the correct locations of the cables, and Arda checks them.
J. Look at the cables. Find the missing cables and draw them. Use coloured pencils.
There is a red cable between A1 and E4. There is a blue cable between B2 and B6. There is an orange cable between A5 and E5. There is another cable under the orange cable. It starts from A and it ends in D, so it's shorter than the orange cable. Its colour is black.
Let's try.
He closes the control panel and pushes the buttons again. This time, the waste filter is on. All of them cheer and hug each other. They start singing a song together.
The sun is shining over the ocean. Yo-ho-ho, and the waste filter is on.
It's early to celebrate. Despota is on holiday. He can come, turn the filter off, and send us home next week. So we must talk to everyone in Horrifica before he comes. They must have a new leader. Despota must go.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.